and welcome back to the Whites and the Knights podcast. It's been a minute, but we're happy to be back. My name is Trevor Lingerfield. I'm the substitute host for the day, Cameron Barlow.
Cameron Barlow, Big Mom.
And one of our key members, Connor
Keys. He's going to be here today. It's a real shame. So yeah, we're just gonna get up and at him today. Today we're doing let's make Connor feel bad for not being here. Why is he never here, Cam? Why? What do you think he could be doing right now?
I mean, practice went to about 8:40 last night.
So he goes home and goes to sleep. 9:30.
So he probably got home around nine. Probably stayed up a while.
He's such a bum. He's such a bum. The podcast clears.
It's not acceptable.
Connor's gets priority straight. But he's going to miss the best episode. What are we doing today, Cam?
We're doing a rappers fight bracket.
Hell yeah. So we have 32 rappers. 32 different rappers. And we're just going to randomly
shuffle the seeds. And so, start us off, Cam.
Alright. First matchup. We have Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Okay.
Versus Kanye West.
Kanye's taking their physical.
Alright, so there's a lot of things you gotta take into account, right? So you got the weight. Kanye weighs. He looks big, so there's no.
He's definitely got some meat on him.
He's got a lot of meat on him. I can't lie. So.
Especially with all his children.
And his wife's got a lot of added weight on her, don't she? And then, so let's just look at his height. Kanye height. He's 5'8", so he's not a big guy, but he's bulky. He's a fat guy. Tekashi 6ix9ine is 5'7" and he's skinny. I'm taking Kanye. Wait. Are we doing what type of fight? The street fight? Or like are we in the octagon? Are we throwing it down? Like what?
Just they met in the street after having some beef online.
Okay. Yeah.
No Kanye, security, Kanye nothing.
Do you agree?
I agree.
Alright.
Next. We got J. Cole.
Oh my god.
Versus Dr. Dre.
Oi. I'm pretty sure Dr. Dre's here. J. Cole's like 6 foot though.
And J. Cole is pretty thin.
I know, but he is 6'3" and he's a brolic monster. So.
Yeah, he couldn't dunk in the dunk contest like a few years back.
I know. What does dunk have to do with fighting?
I mean, he obviously can't jump away. So
he's gonna jump away in a fight. What's the other guy?
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre is 6'1". So many people lurking.
So
Dr. Dre is a big man.
Yeah, Dr. Dre is pretty big compared to Colt. Definitely got.
Yeah, I think he'd just land a nice little punch on that nimble,
if it goes to the ground,
on that nimble sexy man, and he's just done. So.
Yeah,
I'll take Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre. Next, we have DMX.
Oh.
Versus 50 Cent.
Oi! Match of the day. 50 Cent is so brolic, bro. Let me look up 50 Cent shirtless, show you.
Such a thug. Like, grew up in the trenches.
Bro, oh my god, physique is insane. Look at those pectorals.
And he's just gotten bigger.
He dead at these. But he's huge. I don't see there's a way he really. Let's look up Dr. Dre. Shirtless.
Shirtless.
He's fat. Ew. And he's fat and he looks real zest there.
No, it's DMX.
That's the last matchup.
DMX.
He just died, right?
I don't know.
Oi. Oi. It's a matchup right there.
Definitely got some moves on him.
I'm thinking we're going. My vote goes 50 Cent.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think that brolic man's the mall. He ate bullets. He'll eat a punch or two.
Next up, Lil Tecca.
He is so small.
Versus Metro Boomin.
They're both some wussies, bro.
Ew. Oh, my God. He's maybe 150 pounds, bro. Look, bro. Okay. All right. Lil Tech is a little baby boy. It's raps for him.
Metro Boomin has, you know.
Yeah, I know, but let's look. I think Metro's small, too.
I don't think he's as, you know.
He's not big, but Tekka is small, bro. Bro, I don't even know.
That's literally Lil Durk.
Holy. I just looked up Metro Boomin shirtless.
I'm taking Metro Boomin.
Yeah, Tekka's just a little baby boy. He'll get pounded.
He's a good boy.
He's going to get pounded. Metro's 30. Yeah, he's cooking.
Next up, the 5 seed, Rod Wave.
Oh, bro.
Versus the 28 seed, XXXTentacion.
Rod Wave is sitting. Explain what he's going to do, Cam. Explain.
You know.
In detail.
He lands one punch. X falls down. All he has to do is pretty much
just
sit on
just
him,
take a jump. Take a bounce.
He can't breathe anymore. And that's pretty much it. I mean.
Yeah, it's pretty simple and plain. He's right. I agree. So, that big, large man, he's probably 450 pounds. He's right. Like two Lizzos worth. So he's just going to sit on him. It's over. Agreed.
Next. 21st seed. Got DaBaby.
Okay. He's a thug. He's 12 a thugging
seed.
Man.
Snoop Dogg.
DaBaby. I Snoop's big, but he's a nimble man.
Just takes the guts to murk someone in the Walmart, so.
Who did that, baby?
Yeah. 13th seed, Eminem.
Baby.
20th seed, NLE Choppa.
Ooh.
This is a good matchup, I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, let's pull up some shirtless picks. You pull up.
All right, bro.
You pull up. I got Eminem. Get the other guy. You see Eminem's with the NFL draft last night?
Yeah, he's trash.
Are we talking Eminem now or prime?
I mean, I guess we can do prime.
He's pretty.
NLE's got some.
He was fit. He wasn't big.
NLE's put some weight on since.
Let me see. Is he big or no?
He's not looking too small. Pretty.
I don't know.
Defined.
They're both some chiseled, good-looking men. I don't know. I would say M. M's just looks a little bigger to me.
Eminem?
Yeah. I'm taking him.
29th seed, Lil Uzi.
Bro, he's nobody.
Versus 4 seed, I think he's a no-brainer, Tupac.
Yeah, like, Tupac.
Yeah, I'm taking Tupac, bro. He'd from the smack him around with three legs. It's
Lil Uzi Vert is my height, and he's skinny. He's 120.
But he could hit him with a boop, boop, boop.
Emote piece.
3rd seed, Biggie.
Oh.
Versus the 30th seed, Lil Pump.
I don't even know what Lil Pump looks like.
Lil Pump, I feel like he's quick.
Bro, do you know who Biggie is?
Yeah, but he's slower, though. I feel like that's going to affect him a lot.
Wait, Biggie Smalls?
Yeah. It's going to affect him, bro. Like,
Biggie Smalls shirtless. Jesus. Oh, my God. This guy's a tank. Oh, that's Rick Ross.
Bro.
Bro, like, he literally wears a 36XL. Like, seriously. He's winning. I don't think there's any debate.
I mean, Lil Pump, bro.
Let me see Lil Pump.
Quick hands.
You're crazy. Pull up any picture of Lil Pump. Tupac's low-key skinny, bro, but he's so
like
slack.
Low-key. Transformation.
He's so tiny, bro.
He's probably like a good 5'5".
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, he's cooked.
So we're going Big E?
Yeah.
Big E. All right.
Big E Tiles.
19th seed. Future. Verse 14. Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice, like,
I'm taking Future.
Pull up Future. Yeah, ew, Vanilla Ice looks like such a what the hell? Who is this guy, bro?
Look at that, bro.
He's the most generic looking human being.
He's a specimen right here. He looks like King Baldwin.
Sensational.
Nah, bro.
Sensational.
You got to think of the background. He's probably from the hood.
Look how, bro. If this guy beats Future. What? He's got an auto, bro. I'm thinking Future, right?
Yeah, Future for sure. Like.
Bro, this is just the zestiest cover.
Vanilla Ice, I think we'll have a Future after.
Hey! She was funny.
All right, 11 seed, Kendrick Lamar.
He's lost. He's so
first
tiny.
Of 22.
As Drake said.
Travis Scott.
Travis is murdering him. As Drake said, quote to Glorious Lightskin King, he wears a size 7 men's. And he's 5'5", and he's skinny, and he's a bum. He might be one of the greatest rappers ever. He's a bum. Bum.
All right, so we're taking Travis.
Yes, sir.
27 seed, DMX versus the 6 seed, Lil Wayne.
Are we in the second round now?
Nah, still first round.
There's two DMXs, bro.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
There is.
There is.
All right, then Lil Wayne gets a pass. All right, Lil Wayne gets a pass. Lil Wayne advances. 7, Rick Ross versus 26, Juice WRLD.
Alright, so hear me out.
I think Juice WRLD can throw it down, not gonna lie.
If Connor was here, we'd have quite the debate.
Yeah, but he's a bum.
Rick Ross, let's just look him up. Rick Ross, shirtless.
Bro.
Oils. You look up Juice. Juice is kind of fat, though.
Yeah, he's kind of fat.
Bro, oh my god.
No
you ever seen like the those statues of those Asian Buddha guys and they're just
bro.
Like enormous like like he actually gives looks like a whale like yeah like genuinely look at his nips bro
yeah I'm taking Rick Ross
I'm taking if he can move bro
alright bro
look how low look how low.
Bro, that's actually massive. Alright.
Wait, do you think he got tattoos under there? They picked up his tattooed underneath.
Next, we got Jay-Z versus Ice Cube.
Ooh. Wait. So Ice Cube is 54. He's an old man.
Pretty old, pretty old.
Ice Cube, sure less. probably him. Wait, who's the other guy?
Jay-Z.
Ooh.
Jay-Z's got some size.
Jay-Z height 6'2".
He's got some size on him.
Wait. 83 kilograms.
And Ice Cube would probably say something about his wife, and he'd start throwing down.
I don't know. 83 kilograms. He's only 180 pounds, so he's not big necessarily, but.
But he is, you know.
Yeah. You want to go Jay-Z? I'm down to go Jay-Z.
I'll Jay-Z. Little Jay-Z actually.
I'm up for it.
Next up, we got YoungBoy, NBA YoungBoy, versus Little Skies.
Bro, who even is? He made one song, fella.
Bro, what up, it hit it badly. We won't have a cookie train.
You're listening, Lester. Hey, get in my way and try to block me. I'm right, a show
you're,
aggression. All
right, you're done. You're done. You're done.
Little Skies, shirtless, twerky.
All right, bro, there's no way.
He's so tiny.
Looks like a gangster.
And then YoungBoy? YoungBoy's tiny, though. But I think out of pure...
If he has Black Forces on...
Out of pure dog in him?
Out of pure background? Like pure, that he's probably grew up in the trenches. So...
I say YoungBoy.
YoungBoy. Last matchup of the first round. Right. We got Young Thug versus Blueface Baby. Yeah, 8.
Blueface, baby. Yeah. Oh.
Bust down Tatiana.
I need to play this song. Bust down Tatiana. Bust down Tatiana. This is playing in the background of the fight.
Blueface, baby.
Mm.
Yeah, I.
He's gonna knock him out and start doing the bust down on him, bro.
Hit it. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, I wanna see you bust down.
Bust down, Tatiana. Hey, I just wanna see your butt now. Alright. We're taking Blueface. He clears. Just simply because of that willpower, that one song. Alright, we're in the second round.
Second round.
Here we are.
We got Kanye West versus Dr. Dre.
Ooh. I look him up. Those are two pretty. So Kanye's 5'8", he's small. But he's pretty well rounded, if you know what I'm saying. Kanye West shirtless. Oh, that's photoshopped, bro.
What?
That's not Kanye.
Could be.
That's in his prime. He's fat now.
Dr. Dre is 59 years old.
Damn.
Dang near.
Kanye's 60. Like 50 though. Nah. Okay, so Kanye's got a. He's pretty fat.
Like I'm taking Dr. Kanye.
No.
Whoa.
We might have a first disagreement. Dr. Dre shirtless.
All right, bro.
So dude, he's big, but he's fat.
Dude, he's 60.
Bro, that's literally him, bro.
Bro, what is that, bro? That has to be the...
Bro, he's the Hulk.
Bro.
Yo, he's huge, bro.
Yeah, but he's 60, bro.
I'm taking Dr. Dre.
Bro, he's 60.
Kanye's 5'8". Let's look at Dr. Dre height.
Yeah, but like...
Dr. Dre is 6 foot. He's 5 inches taller than Kanye. And he's weighs more and he's more broad. Dr. Dre, no brainer.
Bro, I'm thinking Kanye smacking him.
All right, rock, paper, scissors.
I'll do spin the wheel.
Bro, that's insane. Spin wheel. Or no, wind spiel.
Wheel, wind spiel. All right. Kanye.
All right, let me set this up real quick.
And Dr. Dre.
The wheel is spinning.
Here we go.
Kanye or Dr. Dre.
Who will advance?
Connor's bum was here. We get it. Kanye advances. All right. Unrightfully so. But.
I mean, wheel don't lie.
Continue.
In the lie detector turns like you are the father.
See those videos when the girl just starts like twerking heavy? Like the 400-pound black girl gets it. She's like,
all right, bro. Yo, what? All right, next up. We got 50 Cent, no-brainer here, versus Metro Boomin.
Bro, 50 Cent is going to snap.
I'm taking Metro. No, I'm kidding. Okay. 50 Cent. 50 Cent. Person. Got that dog. All right.
Yeah, look at that. Look at this little...
All right, now we got... This is a matchup right here.
Might be the...
Rod Wave versus DaBaby. They're two big men in two different ways.
I'm pretty sure Rod Wave's like 5'8". I can't lie.
I'll pull up DaBaby.
Alright. Get height too.
DaBaby. Baby is standing at 5'7". Megan Thee Stallion is taller than DaBaby.
How he's 5'7"?
He's 5'7".
Rod Wave's official height and weight. He got arrested today to do all this. 5'6", 350 pounds.
Damn!
His first name is Rodary.
Yeah, I'm taking Rod personally. Like,
bro, he's so got almost big.
Let me see the baby's weight, cause like that.
Bro, built like an angry bird.
Let me see the baby's weight, cause like he's 150.
The baby? No, he's not.
I can't be.
Is that what it actually says?
In his arrest sheet, he was listed at 150.58.
That's literally like my statistics. Wait, the baby weight? Height and weight. Oh, the baby's bodyguard is 6'9", 400 pounds.
Like his bodyguard is massive, bro. The baby bodyguard is 6'9", 350.
That's insane. All right, let me pull up.
Bro could be an NBA center. Probably more.
So DaBaby's small. He's 165 pounds. Rod Wave is double.
He's about, yeah.
I just feel like pure size.
Yeah, pure tackle him to the ground.
Just pure.
Hit him with some thrust.
Just pure rolls and stuff. He's got it.
All right, next up, we got Eminem versus Tupac. I feel like very similar people, just different shades of color. Like,
yeah, but I feel like Tupac. Just
Tupac. Tupac is from the ghetto, Rock the Fatah. So
Eminem's from Detroit, bro.
Yeah, but 8 Mile's not like that, bro. Next up, Biggie versus Future.
Biggie. The fat guys are just because
once it's on the ground,
they probably know how to fight, and they're
big. Once you're on the ground, you're going down against these boys. You got Travis Scott
tackles
versus Lil Wayne.
That's good. Pull up. I got Wayne. Get height and Wayne for Travis
Scott.
Lil Wayne height. He's 5'5".
Travis Scott is 6'2", 185.
Yeah. Lil Wayne is 5'5", 134 pounds. Yeah. We're going to take Travis Scott. No?
Position goaltender caught left ice hockey.
Bro, I think you got the wrong Travis.
He's pretty.
Travis Scott rapper is 6'2".
185. Maybe he played hockey. I don't know.
Well, that's hockeyreference.com.
Oh.
Who cares about Travis Scott hockey?
5'9", 5'10". About 130.
Well, that's an estimate, though.
What's it? 162.
It's 177. Same height as Chance. 5'10". He's 5'10", bro.
So he's about.
But Lil Wayne's a big. I'm taking Trav.
Yeah, Trav, bro. Especially if his wife is watching.
Who's his wife? Oh, Jenny.
Jenny, bro.
Kendall Jenner.
Right? Oh, it's like Chloe or something.
Same thing, bro.
Oh, it's Kylie.
Oh!
Seven. Rick Ross versus Jay-Z.
I think Rick Ross is like, I have a feeling he's like 6 foot.
Jay-Z.
Okay, Rick Ross is 5'11".
Jay-Z is 6'2".
Six. Rick Ross, 6 foot, oh, no. 400 pounds.
Jay-Z is 5'6". Jay-Z is 6'1", 170.
Okay, Rod or Rick Ross is, he got weight loss surgery. So they took 50 pounds off of him. So he's 5'11", 350.
So who are we taking?
I feel like Jay-Z has a dog.
I think Jay-Z
I feel
can.
Like Jay-Z has a dog in him. Rick Ross is just too fat to be. Like,
we got to think the face fat could help with the punch.
Boy, absorb, he doesn't have to punch him in the face. He can punch him in the liver, right on the ribs.
They're, yeah, but you know how much. You know how much security is on them livers.
I know. I'm taking Jay-Z.
15. I think it's a good matchup. NBA YoungBoy versus Blueface Baby.
But Dan Tatiana, but Dan Tatiana.
Yeah.
He's YoungBoy's 5'8". What was the other guy? Tatiana guy. Blueface height.
I'm perfect.
Blueface 6'5".
Damn.
And weight?
I'm taking Blueface.
6'5", 180.
Taking Blueface.
I'm gonna take Blueface.
Cause you know, you saw that video where he beat up his girlfriend's dad.
Who?
Gershon Rock, Blueface.
I don't know.
Ran up behind his dad.
Cardi B is 300 pounds?
Damn! Probably because of the BBL.
You're weird.
What?
Cardi B.
No, that's not
Natty. I'm sidetracked now. Hold up. Cardi B weight. Cardi B is 130.
Bro, what?
Wait to hear. Wait to hear.
Yeah, all right.
All right, next one.
Next up, we got Kanye.
Cardi B fat.
Bro, what are you Googling?
No, she's not even fat. I mean, you're next.
We got Kanye versus 50 Cent.
50 Cent. No brain.
Light work, light work. Rod Wave versus Tupac. I'm okay. Like, I low key
think Tupac.
I
want to
take Tupac, bro. Like, cause like.
Are we thinking Tupac?
Yeah, I'm thinking Tupac. All right. Biggie versus Travis Scott.
Biggie.
Like, dude, Biggie, no brainer.
He's huge. Travis 5'10. Biggie's. Wait, hold on. Before you pick. Biggie all right. Height.
All right. Biggie's got to be.
He was 6'3".
Yeah, he's got to be.
Tupac's only 5'9". You pick Tupac?
No, Biggie.
5'9", 300 to 380 pounds.
Next up, Jay-Z versus Blueface.
Wait, how did Snoop Dogg was 6'5"? How did he go out first round? It's just like upsets happen. What would you say?
Jay-Z versus Blueface. I think Blueface got the technique.
He did. Wait, Blueface? I think he had a fighting career.
He did box. He did box.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
He did. And he did win, for sure.
He signed the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
That's basically a street fight.
And he beat a guy.
That's basically a street fight. Just
yeah.
Nothing on.
I'm thinking it's Blueface.
Just knuckles.
Amateur boxer, 6'5".
That's like, Jeez, that's, a like a, boy. That's like a duo right there. Height and boxing, bro.
Yeah, we're taking him.
Okay. We got the final four rappers.
Final four!
24 seed 50 Cent versus 4 seed Tupac.
All right, we're diving deep into this.
I like 50 Cent, right?
He's got 50 Cent a blood or a crip?
Cent got the size advantage.
Yes, and the brolic advantage.
So I feel like
Tupac have that?
I feel like Tupac has the fighting advantage.
Let's take a look.
But overall, like 50 Cent is just massive. Fight. 50 Tupac's Cent. Ripped though. Tupac's like ripped.
I know, but he's skinny.
So it's like
Ja Rule says that he beat the heck out of 50 Cent. Who beefed with 50 Cent? Diddy.
Probably like the nicest black person on the planet.
Who?
50 Cent.
Bro. Yeah. 50 Cent defense.
Like, I want to take Tupac, but like.
I feel like you can't take.
Just like, you got to think, like. Yeah. There's no way they're just going to be standing the whole time.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's watch this 50 Cent punch.
Bro.
One night in a club, 50 said, "What's up?" to a man who happened to have stolen a chain from Ja Rule.
Oh.
Ja saw 50 talking to the man and felt disrespected.
Wait, is there even a video of the punch?
I don't think they're about to show him swing.
Oi.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking 50, bro.
Oh, he's so brolic, bro. He's not losing. Yeah, 50.
Where are you losing?
50. I am.
Next, the 3 seed, Big E, versus the 2 seed, Blueface.
Bro, is that a question?
I mean, like, you gotta think, like.
Big E is, like, enormy.
But, just like Bradley Martin said, I'm 260, but he's not beating Devin Haney in a street fight, let's be honest. He just fought. He's not being Ryan Garcia in a street fight, let's be honest. Like, okay. Blueface, now that he's a boxer.
Bro, he has, I just looked at it, 2 bro. Matches against 150-pound men.
I mean, but he's got to be, like, there's no way.
Wait, let's watch Blueface fighting.
Yeah, let's watch some highlights.
Fit. Yeah, we're going to pull some highlights.
We don't need Biggie highlights because he's big. So.
He's daddy.
I don't think they had cameras back then.
It was like 20 years ago, bro. Oh. All right, full fight.
Blueface, throw it down.
Right, pause. Now we are looking at the highlights. Boy, he's skinny, bro. Alright, come on guys, what is he wearing, bro? I'm gonna skip that a little bit.
Oh, you skipped it back.
This is what I actually put on. Oh, yeah, I hate what he's wearing, bro.
It's like a skirt. All the way down to his knees.
This is the Blueface Ed Matthews fight. Oh, wait. Dodge, weave. Let's see it.
Blueface looks very he's calm composed. And relaxed.
He knows what he's doing. Oh, a little underpiece. All right, boys. Oi.
He's ducking and weaving.
He's huge, bro. Like, height.
Didn't see much that first
Let's get towards the end where they're getting round. Tired. Oh, did he knock him out? Oh, he knocked him down. Here we go. Come on. Oh.
See, imagine that's a wall, and he's getting hit he's like that tough. By Big E, bro.
Yeah, but look, he's about to bounce. He's about to resurge. Ready? Oh, hey.
Pretty sure that was a gang sign.
Oh! Ah, he still loses.
Yeah, because imagine if he was on the ropes like that on a wall against Big E. Just
you can't bounce back off the ropes.
That's like a grizzly bear just mauling you against a wall.
Yeah, that's 500 times.
There's no way he's. Yeah, so I think that goes to Big E for sure.
So 50 Cent Big E?
Final matchup.
Oy.
24 seed, 50 Cent. First, the third seed, Big E.
We gotta look at 50 Cent fighting. Right, I feel like we have to. There's none of Big E. I already checked, so. 50 Cent. Cent fighting.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Punches a super aggressive fan. Oi. So here we're looking at a TMZ clip. 50 Cent punches super aggressive fan. Oh!
Yeah, it was weak, low key.
A flying left. But he was falling off the stage while he was doing it. Right, nothing really happens. Hold on, let's see if there's any better video. Alright, now we're looking at a 50 Cent street fight. He just got thrown into a bush. Now he's down on the ground.
What is 50 Cent?
I think he was just jokes, though. All right. Not much fighting detail on 50 Cent.
It's tough.
He's just so brolic. If he's in his prime, Big E in his prime, that was like 400 pounds. So.
It's like, you got to think, because like, you got to think what 50 Cent could be wearing. I feel like he wore a lot of rings and chains, so like,
exactly.
that could definitely hurt.
What's
it's like brass knuckles.
Let's look up if Big E has any brass knuckles.
He's definitely got some chains. Some big old.
What's the chains gonna do?
I mean, you can take it off and start hitting him with it. I mean, like, that's what I would do if I had a $30,000 2-pound chain.
Brass knuckles. Yeah, there's nothing about it. Oh, in his song, we got the blank map tight. Brass knuckles and flashlights.
That's bars. I think he should win it just because of that line right there.
No, he lost.
Oh. Take it 50 Cent.
50 Cent as the champion.
As the champion.
Woo! Today was a good day. That's the wrong guy.
That's Ice Cube, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, 50 Cent has won the whole bracket as the 24th seed.
Wow. Impeccable.
I feel like we should do, like, athletes in a fighting bracket. Like, I'm talking basketball,
Bummy
football,
boy shows up.
Tennis, 60, ice hockey.
Round of 64, though.
Golf.
Hell yeah.
Like.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. More brackets coming your way. This one wasn't the most exciting. We're just getting used to it still. Technical difficulties and all, but
yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Trevor put DMX twice, so I'm going to have to talk to him about that, but it's all good.
Got any final words?
Connor, you're a bum. Show up to school next time.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Peace out. Get up!
All right.